Welcome along to the Knackered Old Football Show. That piece of music is called Si Tu Vois Ma Mère. I'll tell you in a minute, which means If You See My Mother by Sidney Bechet, the late Sidney Bechet. And that goes out to Slower Ball, who requested it, which is quite a good thing. So if anyone else wants to request the intro music every week, just make it a bit different. I mean, just something a bit different. And I'll play it. Why not? I normally play Jane Birkin and Serge
Gainsbourg.
Yeah. So what was the track I'm playing?
I can't remember.
I can't even remember. Oh, je t'aime non plus, yeah, oui. But apparently Jane Birkin isn't that well, so I've just heard this, so it's fortuitous, or not fortuitous, that I played it, or didn't play it, rather, at the beginning of the show. So I'll play it at the end for Jane. And as you heard just then, it's very fortuitous, we have a fluent French speaker in the shape of Mr. Alex Bagona. Hello,
bonsoir,
Alex.
Bonsoir.
Hello, you're right. Should we do the whole thing en français?
Oh, let's not.
No, I'd get lost after a couple of minutes. Right. Welcome. You haven't been on the show for how long, did you say?
I reckon about 3 years.
3 years, my yes. Lord. Yeah, because since lockdown, obviously, I've been scouring the country, so or the old country boy. But now we're back local now. So welcome back, Alex. Before, we got quite a lot. Surprisingly, we seem to have quite a lot of emails, tweets, etc. after last night. Mm-hmm. Can't understand why. But before we get into them, what are your thoughts overall?
Well, it's funny, actually. I was thinking when you were playing that intro music, there were other songs that leapt to my head that would be more super. I thought
like
Send
the funeral,
in the Clouds
yeah.
would be good.
Or Funeral March.
Or Tired of Waiting for You, etc., etc. It feels a bit Groundhog Day to me. I was thinking about this coming into this evening, about how we had Roy Keane in charge and we went 15 games without a win and et cetera, et cetera. I do feel that the pressure is greater on Mr. Cook than it was on Mr. Keane at that time. I can't get angry about it. I really want to, but I can't get cross about it because we've seen so many fault thorns and everybody that knows anything about football says that squad is brilliant on paper. You've got some great quality in there. I'm fed up of hearing about let's just give it time because that's real no real excuse. Although a friend of mine, a Brentford supporting friend of mine, says he can't think of a team, any team, that have had as many squad changes or player changes and then have succeeded in getting promoted. And I know Barnsley last year had a huge overhaul and they didn't quite make it.
Blackpool did as well, didn't they? And they nearly made it, but playoffs, yeah.
So you've got to wonder whether the promotion is a two-year mission and whether the real change was the culture change at the club that was the most important thing. And so being really kind of philosophical about everything, irrespective of, you know, the points we've thrown away, the points we've lost from winning positions, my days, you know, losing cup games and drawing when we were 2-0 up, etc., etc., is the real most important thing. Actually, the fact that we've got a club that it seems to be run more professionally, a club that's got the right people and the right jobs in there, and that if promotion comes this year, it's a bonus, but in reality, it has to be next year.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I'm pretty sure I've heard Ashton and O'Leary say that they're not, you know, not expecting or demanding promotion this year, but the change of ethos at the club has probably been the most important thing. I listened to Kane Vincent Young. Oh dear, what a performance he had at the weekend. Kane Vincent Young interview on Radio Suffolk before the game last weekend, and he was kind of talking about the changes that have, you know, been around the club. And there's one or two people that I know who used to work for the club who've said how different things are now compared to how they were. Just in terms of the infrastructure, in terms of the organisation, in terms of the professionalism, things that they never got done under the previous stewardship are now, you know, a priority and getting done. So that's the kind of the one side of it. You know, you can't then sort of ignore the playing side of it, which has just been comical. And that's the only way you'd use to describe it, really. you know, you look at the results at the weekend and the manner of those goals we shipped, it was comical. You know, it wouldn't be out of place in a Danny Baker own goals and gaffes DVD.
It probably will be on there. Yeah.
So that's the frustrating side of it is you know, the guy I sit with when we go to the games, we score a goal and we always say to each other, we need another one, need another goal. And then we got, you know, we'll get two and we'll say, yeah, need one more, because we can't at the moment just shut out a game.
No.
And I'm sure there's loads of opinions as to why that is. You know, I think most people seem to think that we've got great centre midfielders when we have the ball, but we've got a gaping chasm when we haven't.
That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, they know how Cook likes to play his games. He likes to play on the front foot. He likes to have overlapping full-backs and wingers. And as you say, that's four players taken out and already. And you're leaving a big gap in the middle if you're all piling forward, which is why all the fans, including yourself and me earlier in the green room over the vodka, were saying that it is much more exciting to watch because we are charging forward in numbers. But this is almost the thing that's costing us as well, isn't it, at the moment?
With the ball, I mean, Burns, I really like. I thought he had a fantastic game at the weekend, and I like his ability to... He had the beating of his man all day long. But then conversely, the Bolton winger had the beating of Kane Vincent-Young, and then Vincent Young brings him down, concedes the penalty, gets himself hooked after about 20 minutes. And that just sums up where we are in terms of the confidence we have in that defensive line. But, you know, I watched Harper and Evans, and I think they're quality players. But, boy, do we need some steel. I mean, you think Morty's the man, but you need some steel in there because we look... right to be picked off. I thought Bolton could have scored seven.
Oh, yeah. Heads went down as well. You know? That is the thing, though, isn't it? I think the defence isn't as bad as it's been left naked, hasn't it, almost, in a way? And that's why the defence has looked bad. But anyway, let's go into tweets, shall we? And because we've got loads of them. Tractor Boy Down Under, that's young Ben. Hello, Ben. Hi, GB and Alex. The less said about the men's team, the better. So on that note, as an overseas fan, can Ipswich start putting the women's team on iFollow so I can start watching an Ipswich team that can win? Absolutely. I go down and watch the Ipswich ladies, or Ipswich women, as they're now called. On
They've had a cracking start.
They have, yeah. They're top again, or level top at the moment. And well worth a watch, definitely. And they're a league higher than they were last year, so could well go through again, which is brilliant. So I'm not sure. Poor old Ben. Just come over, Ben. Come over every... It's only every other Sunday. It's not every Sunday. You know, you can make it, can't you? Or make an effort part-time. Thanks for that, Ben. Loustoft Ian, hello, boy. Great show. More than can be said for the... show on the pitch. No wins, no progress, no defence, and seemingly no plan. Cook's comments after Bolton were alarming, but maybe the reason for his players' apathy. He's not worried and Morsi will sort it. Unbelievable. I don't think Ian's happy. Are you, Ian?
I
thanks
would,
for that.
Would argue we've made progress, but in opposite directions. I mean, we were a side last year that couldn't score but didn't concede very many.
No.
And we've gone the complete opposite. I honestly don't think he knows his best team. That's blatant. You can sum that up from the fact we bought Vaslav Hladký, and then he didn't even make the squad last week, and then Christian Wolfe. I mean, imagine that, you make your debut and you ship five, and he looked overly convincing.
No,
and from what I hear, Hope had a mare last night as well.
Yeah,
so we've got three goalkeepers, none of whom are convincing, and then you've got your back four. You know, I like the look of Burgess. I think he's a good centre half, but I don't think we have anybody in that back four who can, dare I say it, do what Chambers did and organise people and talk to people, because they don't seem to be they're not communicating as a unit at all. If you look at, you know, who gets picked up at set pieces, who tracks runners, there's just Sunday League stuff at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Roy Watson-Davis. Hello, Roy. Trying to think of a single team that rebuilt their entire squad over a summer and won promotion the next. I think you just...
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
just said exactly what Alex just said.
Yeah, that Absolutely. Was a tweet. I read that earlier on. Yeah.
Oh, you did, yeah. Yeah, thanks for that, Roy. John, hello, John. John from up north. Hello, good evening, gents. So frustrating. Where were you on Saturday? Part-time. I can't even be bothered to drive down from Doncaster every week. Good evening, gents. So frustrated watching on crappy iFollow last night. Simple question. When will this disappointment end? When will we, in quotes, famous word, gel, click and win? It's the hope that kills you, hashtag. Come on, you Blues.
We can't answer that. No. Every week we turn up and we go, it'll be this week.
Yeah.
Bolton were promoted last year. And so you think a side coming up from the league below, we should have enough to... No. When we could have done, we started off really well against them. But it's just that fragility from the centre midfield going backwards that... If I was a team, I mean, Lincoln must be rubbing their hands at the moment.
5-1 they won last week away from home.
You know, and they'll be looking at what we've got and they'll be thinking there's definite ways of kind of breaking that defence.
Yeah, they've got a lovely and talented midfielder, haven't they, called Teddy Bishop. Yeah. We won't go there, slower ball. Mrs. Nuts, should we get Sue Cook in instead? And she's put a picture. She looks very attractive there. That's Sue Cook, not Mrs. Nuts. Oh, Mrs. Nuts is attractive, I have to say that, of course. Dean Mitchell, hello, Dean. Where do I start? This is a double-barreled tweet here. Where do I start? Last night, once again, we run out of puff and ideas after half-time. The thing I wanted to ask is, do we look at the opposition? Everyone knows that Scott Twine likes shooting. This was in the case of MK Dons. Mm-hmm. And he's allowed to shoot at will against us. Afalayan, obvious threat for Bolton against us, and we never doubled up on him. Did we not know about Taser's long throws for Cheltenham? Will we allow Danger Man Scully the freedom of Sinsel Bank on Saturday? Sorry, rant over. Quite understandable rant there, Mr. Dean, sir. Mr. Scully and Mr. Bishop, I wonder. But hey, what do you think?
Well, this is something we mentioned earlier on, isn't it? Everyone's extolling the virtues of Paul Cook, but his coaching and his backroom staff have come in for a little bit of flack, haven't they? Because by and large, it's a very inexperienced staff, new coaches, new to the role, might not be able to work in the level of detail that's required.
Well, for us this to make progress. Yeah. I was thinking this myself, and there's been a couple of tweets during the week. You know, his assistant, which could well have been the driving force behind his success previously, is now riding high at Wigan, top or second. And he doesn't seem to want an assistant, want a second in command, does he?
Same argument was put forward with Lambert and Culverhouse. And once he'd lost Culverhouse, people said that it was, well, you know, Lambert's record speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I that concerns me.
It does me.
You know, I've got to be honest with you. I never really rated Gary Roberts as a player, to be fair.
No.
He only played for us.
No.
But I do wonder what they do in terms of certainly defensive coaching. Mm. Where we haven't got a coach with a defensive background anywhere.
Butch seems to have been, you know, tipped over. Not sure why. Yeah.
So, and of course, when you're not winning games and when you're shipping really silly goals, it's very simple for fans to you can blame the moon, if you like, whatever you want to do, and it's so easy then to point the finger at various elements of the coaching and the playing staff that we see aren't up to the job or aren't doing, you know, the basics. And so had we held on to all the leads we'd have, we'd probably be in the top six. Mm.
And had we not missed a penalty as well.
Well, yeah. Quite.
Matt Thomas. Hello, Matt. For those that supported Cook before Morecambe, to scream out now is typical ITFC knee-jerk. That said, he said to judge him after the Wickham fixture. How much is it his fault and how much is the process of gelling? Well, it's awkward to say, isn't it?
But, yeah, well, you know, he's come out on the radio and television and said, you know, it's his responsibility, the buck stops with him. It is his responsibility. It has to be. Those players, at one point I wondered whether he had much of a say in the players we were recruiting. But you know, the majority of the players we signed have played for him at different clubs.
Yeah,
so he knows them. They obviously want to come
here. They obviously
here
want to play
for
him.
Him.
Yeah.
So that the motivation isn't a factor. It's how he's getting them to play. I mean, at what point does he accept that he has to change his system? Because we
again, you see, if he had someone in his ear talking to him, a second in command, you know, that might help. You know, and he's it doesn't seem as if he even wants anyone. You know, and that's slightly obstinate, isn't it? You'd think all the best coaches, Robson, Burley, all our best coaches, everyone, you know, Alex Ferguson, they all have second in commands, and to just not have one does seem strange. Anyway, Alex, I'm going to have to rattle through these. Cognitive dissonance. How long before Town are bottom of League One? My guess is 5 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, that's short, sharp and sweet. Thank you for that. Mullet, I love Raheem Harper. Can Cook come back from this, or is it just time to accept he's the wrong fit and move him on?
I think that he's going to get plenty of time.
Yeah, I think he'll get time. Whether you're right or not, or whether he's the right fit, we'll find out, I suppose, eventually. Tim Pasty, hello, Tim. Today's headline, Cook's ingredients get another roasting. Yeah, yeah, nice one. Mm-hmm. We can have you as the headline writer. Alex Morton, how many more games does Cook have? What do you reckon? All of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to give him the entire season. They can't sack him with the squad that he's brought in, because they're all his players, pretty much.
That is true, yeah. This is from Izzy. Hi, Graham, an esteemed guest. She wrote in before the show. Before
she knows it.
She didn't know the guest wasn't going to be esteemed. Bolton Wanderers boss Ian Everett said that when asked about the previous boss teams have played at Portman Road, he said, "I'm very respectful of history, but to be honest, it's about the here and now for us and about our focus and mentality. Do you think Town make too much of their history and don't focus on the here and now? Also, I constantly hear Ipswich referred to as a big club, but we're now in the third tier of English football for the third season. Are we really that big anymore?" Yeah, I get your drift there, Izzy. Her thoughts? Well, we're not a big club, to be honest, are we?
No, but, if your opposition fans always go on about the fact that we go on about our history.
Yeah. Well, that is true. We have to.
We've got at the moment.
Podrick Mellor. Hello, Podrick. Evening, Graham and guest. After this evening's latest defeat, what can Paul Cook do to get Town back to winning ways? We've been told we need time to allow the team to gel, but with injury suspensions, etc., it could be November before he has his preferred 11 on the pitch. Other teams with a big turnover in players such as Wigan and Morecambe have not experienced the same difficulties. Might the issue be the absence of experienced coaching staff? Here we go again. Yes. Much of the PC's success has involved working with Liam Richardson, and without him, Cook seems to be struggling, whereas Liam Richardson, as we've just said, is top of the league just about. Do you think Paul Ashton, that's Mark Ashton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Needs to parachute a more experienced coach in, whether the manager wants one or not? That's a good point there, Podrick. Thank you. Yes. Thoughts?
Agreed. Yeah. I think also we're pinning our hopes on Sammy Morsi being the missing ingredient to that team, I think.
Yeah.
I remember just quickly, when the year we got promoted, and I think it was Tony Mowbray was not meant to play that season.
Yeah.
And we got, you know, I think a hammering from Southampton, I think it was. And the following game with Charlton, it brought him back, and then he played the rest of the season. And he was that organisational player we had that knitted the team together. And you've got to wonder if he's going to make Morsi captain, which I think he is Morsi the man that's going to actually be that catalyst to get people playing together?
Mm. Yeah, and that's the guy that can sit in front of the back four. Mm. It sounds like we're missing Skews almost, doesn't it?
Almost.
We need a bit more speed than Skews, but we need that sort of player. Good evening, this is from Slower Ball. Good evening, Jeeves. Good evening, Blags. Love the show. The crisis continues. All the more upsetting given the expectations from the change of ownership and significant churn of players. Irrespective of that churn, better players are expected to perform better than most of the rather ordinary players we've had previously. I've never been an advocate of dismantling these EFL-based competitions. I see them as an opportunity to build confidence and get back to winning ways. I get that we need to blood youngsters, bring back people from injury, etc., but the theory is that they take our focus off the league campaign. How's that been working out for the last 20 years or so? Yeah, I'm one of those that don't like them, but you are right there, Mr. Slowball. Does the panel agree that a return to the likes of Nsiala, Danasian and Nolan for the Lincoln game can be a benefit? They can't be any worse. People, sadly, took great pleasure in criticising Nsiala, But for me, he's our best centre-half, who gives away fouls because of his physical style of play, much needed in League One, but he puts his body on the line, which is something we need now more than ever. Keep smiling. God bless Lee Chapman. Thank you, Mr. Slowball. Comments, Mr. Alex?
I don't know about Nsiala. I thought he had always had a ricket in him. And he is a physical player. He likes to put his foot in or his head in.
Yeah.
But he had this knack of giving away dreadful penalties last year. You know, he wasn't one of the aforementioned sort of bomb squad, so they've obviously given him a chance to kind of redeem himself. Like Danasian. Danasian is your one-dimensional fullback. He gets a nosebleed beyond the halfway line. And so, you know, he came on, obviously, to shore up that side when Vincent Younker came off.
Yeah.
And Nolan, well, yeah, I noticed was he on the bench last night, was he?
He was last night, yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see how he performs, but we've got so many midfielders.
Indeed.
You know, I mean, I read somewhere the idea of Morsi starting with Carroll, because Carroll will do the same job that Evans will do, but he won't give the ball away as much, which then bombs out Harper. But Harper looked great in that first game.
Harper makes the game look easy, doesn't he?
He's one of them players. But he also looks a bit slow. Well, definitely slow tracking markers back. So
Aloku, I thought, looked good as well. You know, despite he'd had a bit of grief, I think he wasn't match fit, but he looked very good against Bolton.
You wonder whether Selena's going to play. I mean, God, the names keep rolling off the tongue. Selena, my goodness.
Edwards.
Yeah.
Still to come back, yeah.
So it's a stellar squad. But you could have, you know, Messi and Ronaldo playing for you, but you've got, Chaz and Dave at the back. Exactly, you're not going to defend anything, are you?
No. Can I just quickly read this out while we've had a lapse? Mrs. Nuts put this on Twitter. Does anyone recall a guy called Ahmed who got in touch with the town because he wanted a trial? Well, unfortunately, his house caught fire and has been pretty much destroyed. Yeah. And so she set up a little... what do they call it?
GoFundMe.
That's the word I'm looking for. And rather, I can't read out all the details here, but if anyone would like to get hold of Mrs. Nuts, I don't mean that in the figurative sense, at Mrs. Nuts with double T on Twitter, that would be the best way to do that. Or look it up. You can look it up or get in touch with Stuart at Stuart_Watson, Stuart Watson, because that would be a very good cause, because... poor lad's an Ipswich fan. So, you know, double whammy, isn't it? Yes, so we got Lincoln coming up. They won 5-1 away last weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, so...
The Bish is doing very well, by all accounts. Slower ball, just to mention. All these people who say, who's injury prone? Talking of which, Matt Keane is now top scorer... Will Keane, not Matt Keane. Will Keane, top scorer last year for Wigan, and now top scorer this year, and scored two goals last week. Just saying, all these people that keep coming up with these excuses about they're injury prone. I don't believe there's any such thing as injury prone. You can have a long run of injury.
A full season last year, didn't you, Sheffield United?
Yeah. I remember... Do you remember many, many moons ago? No, you're not as old as me, are you? When Alan Shearer was coming towards the end of his career, he was getting on a bit and he had a long injury, and they all said he's had it, and he came back and scored five goals in one game. So don't go with the injury prone. It doesn't exist. You can have a lot of injuries, but that's not the same thing. Anyway, carry on, Alex. Thoughts?
Yes, so we'll take the lead and lose.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'll be the...
That's predictable.
It'll be the same pattern. We will definitely score.
Yeah.
We will definitely score, but... At the moment, I have no confidence whatsoever that we can keep a clean sheet.
No?
No. No matter who he puts in goal, and he seems somewhat a sport for choice now, I can't. I just don't see it. I don't know what he can fix at the moment until he gets... Maybe Nsiala's the answer, you know? Maybe Morsi's the answer. You just don't know. Maybe Wolfenden's the answer, because Wolfenden didn't play and we shipped five.
Well, I thought Wolfenden was doing all right, to be honest, didn't you?
Yeah, but he's...
I thought he's been looking good, and
you know, but he's paid money for Burgess and Edmondson,
and now he feels he's got to play them. Mm-hmm. So you think he's going to be here for the long run, for at least the end of the season? There's no real option?
I don't think there's an option. No. I would be very surprised if if we went another four games without a win.
Yeah,
I would be very surprised by that. I also think that the ownership are not going to be the same as Marcus Evans was, where you just hang on to the manager until he's almost, you know, you can't play him anywhere else sort of thing. I think the amount of money that Game Changer invested into the club, unless they start seeing results, then his job's on the line. As to when that will be, I think is anyone's guess. If they're patient, like they say they are, then it will be through the season. But there's no way that we can go, or we'll go 15 games without a win, and he'll still be here.
No, well, patience saw Mr. Robson achieve the unthinkable, didn't he? So thank you for that, Alex. Thanks for, hopefully it won't be 3 years before you're back on. Thank you everyone for your emails and your tweets, and this is for the lovely Jane Birkin, who apparently isn't very well. So thank you everyone. Till next week, take care, bye.